The drive through the Smith River Canyon from the California coast into Oregon is one of the most spectacular in the country. It's hard to take your eyes off the Smith River, partly because it is so stunningly beautiful and partly because it is so often so close to the highway. U.S. 199 and California 197 hug the river in places, making for a narrow, twisting road. The Transportation Department, Caltrans, made plans to widen the roads and smooth the curves in places, and a federal judge recently told Caltrans to stop. Several environmental groups had filed suit against the road work. Those include the Center for Biological Diversity. Jeff Miller is a conservation advocate with the CBD and is our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
So this obviously is the other shoe dropping because we talked about this a couple of months ago. How long ago did the groups file suit against the work?
We filed suit. We actually filed last year both in state and federal court and challenging the review and the inadequate environmental review of the impacts.
Why file in both courts, though?
Well, there's state and federal approvals, and there's both a state and federal environmental review process, and both of those were, we thought, extremely flawed and didn't really get at the safety issues and the impacts to potential impacts to the river.
So what is the nature of the work? I mean, just generally, what is the plan here?
Yeah, this is, people should be clear, this is not a safety project. This isn't a vehicle access project. This is a scheme by Caltrans to create a network of access for oversized trucks along a number of roads in Northern California. And semi-trucks already have access along 199 and 197. Anyone who drives it sees semi-trucks and double trailers regularly driving through there. What they're trying to do is create this network of oversized truck access, so triple trailers and oversized trucks. And this is linked to the Richardson Grove project down in Humboldt County through the state park, where we've also filed lawsuits that have stopped that project. So this is a scheme to get trucks to go through really some inappropriate narrow winding roads in some rural areas.
This is essentially the counterpart to the Redwood Curtain that is represented by Richardson Grove.
Absolutely, and what's going to happen here is, this is going to end up diverting trucks off of I-5 during the winter when some of the high passes are closed by snow or bad bad winter conditions. And this is going to divert oversized trucks and hazardous winter conditions onto that narrow winding road. And absolutely, this is going to create a huge safety issue and is going to create an unsafe condition for motorists and for local residents.
Help us understand oversized trucks a little better. The standard truck right now is a 40-foot trailer and, what, 80,000 pounds?
That sounds right. I mean, we're talking about triple trailers. People have seen the triple trailer trucks and anything that's wider than a standard semi.
And again, the point here is to provide an alternative to I-5. I mean, I'm not asking you to speak for Caltrans, but there must be something out there in their material.
That's from what they've stated in various documents. They are trying to create this network for access for the oversized trucks, and they claim that it'll be about 70 oversized trucks per day coming through the Smith River corridor if this project goes through. But that doesn't account for during bad winter conditions. If I-5's closed and truckers know that route is available, they're going to use it.
How many miles of river and therefore road, or maybe we should just stick to the miles of road here, are we talking about? Again, this is 197, which is North Bank Road, and 199, Redwood Highway.
Yeah, I mean, their road work they want to do is at seven sites, and they're either bridges or turns that are currently too tight for oversized trucks, or some of the really constricted points like Patrick Creek Narrows. And what they want to do is cut into steep slopes. They're going to do huge cuts on geologically unstable soils. They're going to remove trees and widen the highway. And this is absolutely going to cause erosion and deliver sediment straight down into the Smith River, which of course is wild and scenic. It's critical habitat for endangered coho salmon runs. It's the only undammed river in California, and this is really the worst possible place to put this kind of project.
You mentioned the Patrick Creek Narrows. I know I've driven there in a fairly rainy portion of the winter when there were rocks about the size of my head on the road that could have done some serious damage to the car. What kind of mitigation is being discussed as part of this process to make sure that they can stabilize any slopes they're cutting?
Well, they're, you know, they really can't mitigate for this. These kind of cuts, are, you know, once they make the cut, That unstable soil is going to move, and it's going to continue to move for decades. They have some planting they're going to do, but our experts say it's not going to stop the erosion. So there's really not a lot of mitigation they can do, and we think given the fact that the current road works fine for all cars and semi trucks, and there's not really a need for the project, we don't see any reason to cause those impacts.
Jeff Miller is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a conservation advocate for the Center for Biological Diversity, one of several groups that filed suit to stop road work to widen portions of the highways in the Smith River Canyon in California. You can join us here at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or at jx@jeffnet.org. John in Medford, you're up. Welcome to the Exchange.
Good morning, gentlemen. Having driven the Smith River Canyon just yesterday, I can actually say that this is work that is really needed. They were moving a piece of ODOT's equipment, or not ODOT, Caltrans, a wide piece of equipment, and they had to shut down the entire road for a 12-mile section to move a piece of equipment that they have to use to maintain that road. So if they have to do that every time that they lose a rock down the side of that slope, it shuts that road down to nothing. Now, I don't think they need to run triple axle trailers over that road, and I don't think that they're going to convert I-5, because going through Weaverville in the wintertime is just as bad as going over I-5. So I think that's kind of a red herring. I think that, you know, we're dealing with a road that is very narrow and very dangerous and could certainly be brought up to something closer to a safe passageway. I drive that road at least 20 times a year.
All right, man. So you want to see it widened in places.
It's ridiculous how narrow it is in places. I mean, there are places where the rocks are scraped by semi-trucks going through.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are certainly places when you think it's been pretty narrow already, and then you see a sign that says road narrow. So, yes, it is quite like that. John, thanks for the thoughts. Jeff Miller, your response?
Yeah, I actually drove 199 yesterday also. Let's be clear, this is not a safety project. Caltrans has made that really clear. This is not a project to improve highway safety. This is a project to increase access for oversized trucks. And it's actually going to make the road less safe for the average motorist. Having those trucks on that road is going to absolutely increase accidents, and it's going to increase spills when some of those trucks overturn into the Smith River. And, safety is one thing, but this is, if this were a safety project by Caltrans, they'd be looking at some of the other narrow sections, which they're not touching during this project. So this is not going to improve safety, and we think it's actually going to make it much more dangerous, and we're going to have a lot more accidents in that corridor.
So, Jeff Miller, had actual construction work started? Had they gotten the equipment out there and gotten to work?
Well, they began cutting trees and removing vegetation at one spot in the Patrick Creek Narrows in January. And now the court just earlier this month issued an injunction, agreed with us that this is potentially very harmful to the Smith River and coho salmon. And so all current construction is enjoined until the court date, which is in November.
November, really? So you basically have cost them an entire construction season here.
Well, they've cost themselves an entire construction season. These were all issues that were raised during the environmental review process. We asked Caltrans to look at all these impacts, and they did a pretty shoddy job. They did a good job of avoiding discussing some of the real impacts, and the judge agreed with us. He called this project a rubber stamp process, and said that their biological assessment was contradictory and unclear, and has serious questions about the adequacy of looking at the endangered species impacts on the salmon. So.
And this was a federal judge, right?
This is a federal judge.
So does the state suit continue? Has that been withdrawn? Will it be withdrawn now that you have an injunction at the federal?
No, that will continue. We'll see where Caltrans goes with this project. Our contention is they should let this expensive and unneeded project die. This is not a good use of taxpayer money.
So, I mean, any idea, does it say in the environmental documents how much material Caltrans is talking about removing? Are we talking hundreds, thousands of cubic yards of hillsides?
It's tens of thousands of cubic feet of soil. I don't have it in cubic yards, but at all seven sites, they're going to be doing excavation. For example, the one spot that they started to do work in Patrick Creek Narrows, this is just one location, they're going to excavate 20,000 cubic feet of soil and take down 84 trees and this is, you know, perched right above the river.
And so are there figures available for how much sediment is expected to end up in the river?
You know, it's hard to estimate that. Our fisheries expert said it's going to be significant, and it's going to work its way down, and, you know, it's going to have sediment impacts all the way down the river, all the way to the mouth. And, you know, that sediment, of course, is going to harm spawning and rearing conditions for coho salmon.
Is there any basis of comparison for the amount of sediment expected to be released by the road project? I have to believe they're going to have some booms in place if they're doing this work, or something to catch some of the sediment. And how that would compare to what kind of sediment would end up in the river naturally after heavy winter rains, for example.
Yeah, there's natural sediment delivery into the river, and not all sediment is bad. Spawning gravels are actually sediment. The issue is really if you get a lot of fine sediment, and our fisheries expert looked at some of the slopes and some of the locations, and his conclusion was that this is going to be a significant slug of fine sediment that's going to be put into the river.
How detailed an environmental process was it? And I have to believe if you went for state and federal courts, and you mentioned there were state and federal portions to it, so was there a federal environmental impact statement, the California Environmental Report under CEQA?
Yeah, they did both. And since there's endangered species impacts, they were required to do a consultation, is a formal consultation with the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is the federal agency in charge of protecting and recovering coho salmon. And they did a lower level, what they call an informal consultation. And they basically tried to avoid having the federal agency take a hard look at what the salmon impacts were. So actually the lawsuit was also against that federal agency. And the judge agreed with us. He said, you know, this raises some pretty serious issues about the quality of the review that was done on the salmon impacts, and he thought both agencies had basically shirked their responsibilities to look at them.
So essentially nothing happens then, and they mothball the project until there's this court hearing on November 19th, is it?
Yeah, and the judge is fast-tracked. It usually is on a lot slower timetable, but the judge wanted to get this into court.
So nothing happens until then. I mean, is this going to be a massive hearing? I mean, obviously both sides have months to prepare piles and piles of briefings or briefs, I should say.
Yeah, it's unfortunately these things take a lot of paperwork, but this is $26 million they're going to spend, and potentially irreparable damage to a pretty important fishery. And so the point is, Environmental Review is supposed to get it right. It's supposed to look at all the impacts, and we're pretty confident that when we have our day in court, that the result is going to be they're going to have to go back and start over on the Environmental Review.
All right. So from the perspective of the Center for Biological Diversity, this project and the way the environmental reviews were done simply doesn't pass muster. You wanted the whole process to go over again?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in a setting such as this along the Wild and Scenic Smith River.
All right. So it's a couple of months then before really anything happens here, and nothing is going to happen in the way of construction. Is there any mothballing of construction work? Obviously, you said some trees have already come out. Any places where there's already been broken pavement or anything that needs to be
No, that was the extent of the construction activity done was a little bit of tree cutting.
All right. I suspect we will be talking to you again as we get closer to November 19th. Jeff Miller, conservation advocate at the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the groups that sued to stop the work along the Smith River, road widening work along California 197 and US 199. Jeff, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much.
You bet.